Hiya pal, and welcome back to the Chatty Freelancer podcast, the home of creative honesty. In today's first episode of series 4, I am joined by the one and only Fraser Robertson and his trusty, snuffly sidekick, Fig. Other than being a dear, dear freelance friend of mine, Fraser is an amazing illustrator based here in Glasgow who just exudes so much talent and is a ray of complete and utter sunshine. However, Fraser did not take the traditional route into graphic design. He actually started out wanting to be a mad scientist, which is pretty iconic, and then he flirted with engineering and product design before accidentally falling into agency and branding through illustration work. Since then, he's gone on to make a huge stamp in the freelancing world as Lost Astronaut, creating vibrant illustrative designs that are an absolute delight for the eyes. In this episode, we're meeting up with Fraser to chat about something very important to him: queer design, being visibly loud, and the importance of personality. This episode is an absolute hoot and full of belly laughs and positivity, so I just know that it's going to put a massive smile on your face. So, without further ado, let's go meet Fraser for a chat. Fraser, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast and for chatting to me today. Before we get chatting about your specialist subject, my first question for you is, if Fig could talk, how would she describe you?
Oh, I mean, clearly the best pillow in the world, first and foremostly, like, without, no questions asked.
She's so happy there.
She just loves a wee nook to cuddle up in.
Yeah, I mean, don't we all
I don't know if she thinks anything past that, really. Convenient, comfortable dad, like, I don't know.
A convenient, you know? Comfortable dad.
Does that just, is that, if I just, like, describe myself, I don't know. Is that what the aim of this was? Is like, how do you describe yourself for your dog? Oh, okay.
And we
okay,
can
maybe
do,
we'll scratch that.
We can do with convenient, comfortable dad if you want. I like it.
Maybe not.
Okay, but what would she say?
So talented.
Yes.
No, that's big. That's big.
No, it's not.
She's just proud of her cat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Artistic. A great cook.
I'll take that one.
Banging dinners.
I'll take that.
You know, love, yeah. Cuddles.
This is true. I do love a wee cuddle. If it's not obvious, I'm just like very touchy. Like,
you are.
Physical touch, number one.
For context, for people listening, like, we've known each other
a good while now.
I don't even know how we met.
No, it's the origin story's a bit blurry.
We don't know. But you give the best cuddles. No, you actually do. And I don't know who I said it to, but I was like, I just need a Fraser cuddle. So you just give the best hugs.
Aww.
But I think it's the height.
Oh, okay, fair
like,
enough.
Like, I'm the perfect height.
It's just right.
I think my head comes to, like, the
like
top
nice
of your chin. Yeah.
Fair enough.
So I think...
I do like giving a good cuddle,
you,
to be fair.
You are phenomenal at like cuddles. Yeah, so that's like that encapsulates you perfectly.
I'll take that.
Thank you. Moving on to your hot topic, thing we're going to discuss today. One of the pieces of work that I've absolutely loved that you've done recently is your work for Closet Brewing, which is a queer-owned brewing company.
The only one in Scotland. The only openly queer brewery in Scotland.
Amazing.
Owned and run.
And you designed their lesbian beer label, which is amazing, and a couple other ones as well. Is that right? And we actually have them with us today.
Oh my god!
I can't believe it. So this is
here's ones I prepared earlier.
It's like any steady cook. So this was the first one that you did.
That was the first one. Yeah.
Lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
Absolutely love this.
Yeah.
It's so freaking good, and please tell the story behind...
Oh, the type?
The type.
So sriracha sauce. Or sriracha sauce.
Sriracha. We love it.
I was like sketching it out and I wanted something kind of saucy and like liquidy, but it wasn't looking right at all. But then I just was like, wait, hold on. I've seen someone use like sriracha sauce before. Give it a bash, and just like the first try, it was like, that's the one.
It's amazing. Yeah. And I love the astronaut. It's fantastic.
It's good.
But the one that I was talking about was...
I was really expecting you to just throw it behind you like, not this one.
I'm going to do it this one.
This one's great.
The super graphic, ultra modern...
Ghost. Yeah.
What does ghost mean?
I'm sure a ghost is like a kind of beer. It's like a sour beer.
So tell me the story behind this. Why have we got
I mean, I absolutely love it. It's amazing.
Why do we have lesbian beer?
Why do we have a lesbian beer?
Because we need a lesbian beer. All lesbians need a beer.
We do.
It was actually, so they just reached out and they wanted something for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. But they were like, we don't have a brief put together properly yet. Mm-hmm. But the vibe is lesbian vaporwave. And this was in like January mm-hmm. for like February, mm-hmm. Which is a decent enough lead time. But to them, they were like, this is so like last minute. I was like, that's so fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's okay. But I had quite a bit on, but I was like, I can't say no.
Yes.
I just can't say no.
Yeah.
It's and so like immediately when they said that, I had like a good, like an image in my mind of like kind of bubblegum bitch Barbie meets like... Jenny, I want to ruin our friendship by Studio Killers.
Okay, yeah.
So there's a kind of a nod to that with the characters a wee bit, but I didn't want to be too close and infringe on copyright. There was a little bit of fear there. but yeah, amazing. that was the energy and the kind of Miami vaporwave mm-hmm. vibe. Mm-hmm. So yeah, are they friends? Are they lovers? Are they running away and mysterious?
It's like Thelma and Louise.
Yes, bit of that.
Oh. Now that there's a whole story behind this now that I'm looking at, and I'm like,
and actually on the which again you can't see because it's about 3 millimeters wide, on the podcast it's playing Chapel Roan.
Oh, beautiful! Of course, it's super graphic,
ultra modern ghost.
But so, everybody knows now.
Everybody knows now. The secret's out.
The secret's out because you were saying as well in your other one, mm-hmm. this one here.
Yes.
Cocoa Cannonball.
Yeah.
There's a little hidden.
All hidden Easter egg, yeah.
What?
So just in the vision of it being like a queer brewery, mm-hmm. And obviously very trans inclusive. One of the little goblins in the background has little like top surgery scars, and just these little like hints in like especially in character design. For me, it's just like adding those little bits that like I know are there, but anyone mm-hmm. who does notice it will appreciate, and it's just not changing it, not being super. Like all the focus is on that.
It's just like
it's a nice little nod that's just subtle and there, and it's just inclusive design. It's, like,
you know, because it shouldn't be like that. Just as you say, it makes it inclusive. It just makes it part of the story naturally. It's just like it's there.
It's just mundane.
We don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, it's just mundane. There. It's just there. It's everyday life.
Exactly.
Cool.
So
what about it?
I love it, and I love all the designs are so great, and what an amazing client to work for.
I know. Really so, love working with them.
Yeah. So what does queer design mm-hmm. mean to you? Like why is it important? Mm-hmm. Why should we, why should we be promoting these types of works? Why should we be celebrating these types of works? Like what does queer design mean to you?
It's a big question.
It is a big question.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's my goal for it. Is for it to just be kind of mundane in a way.
Right,
like,
okay.
It shouldn't be exactly what we were just saying. It's like, it doesn't need to be anything super standout or super, like, graphic or, like, anything. It's just there. It's just part of everyday life. It's just being mm-hmm. visible. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's kind of, sometimes it's subverting things a little bit. It's just being a bit playful. Mm-hmm. It's being... Yeah, just inclusive in a range of different ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to define because all these words mean so... They're such big topics.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. No, it does. It does. Yeah. No, it completely does. Like just even just, like, sitting in your home as well. Like, there's so much art in here. Mm-hmm. And it's so vibrant. It's so beautiful. And it's, like, that's what queer design... brings as
well. It's just like it's celebrating joy. Like there's a kind of queer joy is resistance.
Yes.
Is like a big thing and phrase. And I just really love that. It's just like just existing and just being there mm-hmm. is resistance to all the big horrible evil systems that are kind of doing and aiming for the opposite. You know, it's in a way queer design for me is like I spoke recently with someone about this of like there's such a tie with queerness in feminism and that there's like feminism's like maybe the ideology and queerness is maybe like the acting of it or the action of it and that like putting it into practice. I think I said it and explained it a little more eloquently in my mind.
in my head
it made sense. It was like feminism's like the ideology of equity among people and genders mm-hmm. and it's all of that, but queerness as well is kind of an action of that mm-hmm. and kind of bringing joy to it, and then physically doing that through like acts of resistance and yeah. through just being visible. And yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Something there. There's like two sides of a kind of coin. Maybe.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. So like what, would you describe yourself as a queer creative?
Yes, absolutely.
And what's your experience been as a queer creative in the creative industries? Like, have you had any particular experiences yeah. that have been positive or negative? Like, do you think the industry is doing good by the queer community, or do you feel like there's things that could be improved on?
I think there's not enough queer designers, or at least like very visibly. But then again, that's kind of, it's each person's own prerogative if they want to be that visible about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for everybody to be like loud and shouting about it, and that's equally as okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it's, again, big question.
I love a big question.
Yeah, what was the question?
Your experience as,
I think it's been good overall. Like for me, it's been kind of nothing really but positive. I've not really had any like negative like hate mail or nothing. Hate mail. No steaming like dog shits in a bag at my doorstep or anything. Not that I'm telling anybody where I live.
Yeah.
Don't want any invitations. I've honestly never really received any like abuse online or anything or like encountered anything super negative, but then I do come from a place of like a white male presenting.
Yeah.
You know, I have privilege within that
yes.
is inherent and cannot be unchecked, essentially.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it's overall been pretty positive, I think. Like I've found it beneficial. I've found really great collaborators in other queer businesses and people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's very good to hear, because I feel like something that what you do so beautifully is really put a lot of yourself into your art and what you do in the illustration style, whether that's a branding project or an illustrative print that you're selling at a market like you were at last night.
Yeah.
Or even a piece of content that you make. It is Fraser and like everything's so uniquely you. Like anything you do and I see it, even if I didn't know you did it, I would know it instantly.
It's weird. People like I know people recognise like people have styles and things. People say it all the time, but I get it, but I don't see it and I don't know how people figure it out.
Because,
like, what the hell is it?
I
would love to know the recipe.
Yeah.
Like, no, what is it?
I think when you have opinions or you have passions or you have like perspectives and you present them in art, I think naturally,
so in the way,
naturally you develop a style because it's your voice, but you're just presenting it in like a different
medium. It's wholly your perspective creation. And experience and all the rest of it.
So like, that kind of brings me to like the topic of personality. So how do you put your personality into your, like, how much of your work is made out of your personality and what you do, and how important do you think personality is as a creative when you are creating, whether that's working with a client or just creating something for yourself?
It's massively important. I think it's like it gives you that, just exactly what you said, like that totally unique voice. Like, it is entirely yours, and it's kind of trying to harness that is what makes it individual and makes it unique and makes it stand out, I guess.
Yeah.
So I think everything kind of, in some way or another, especially my illustration work, is of my own, like, tastes, preferences, to shape, to colour, to fashion, and you know, whatever a figure is doing or wearing.
All
of it kind of has, like, some degree of, like, yeah, that kind of personal taste to it.
Because one of my favourite prints that I've ever bought from you is like this, like a bunch of characters.
Oh yeah,
it's like they're very like sci-fi whimsy slash nature. Yeah. Like, I don't even know what, but it's so inherently Fraser.
I think that is one of my I feel one of my most like signature kind of pieces.
Yeah, like it's so cool.
Yeah, I really like it a lot.
But I can feel your personality through it, because I'm like, you have such an incredible imagination when it comes to character design.
Thank you.
No, but you do. Like, no, honestly, you do. Like, some of your stuff, like, I'm just like, what the hell? Like, it's so incredible.
I wanted to be an animator or like, work in that kind of games and like, visual development and character design and all that kind of thing.
I mean, there's still time.
There's still time. If anybody's out there,
I could design the characters.
The one time I break the fourth wall, I'm like,
I need work.
Irony.
But
I think that's part of it. Is like, with the power, like with great power comes great responsibility. but it does. It's like if you have the power to create something and to make something and bring it into existence, like you are responsible for how it's perceived. And so it's like making it a bit queer or just inclusive in some way or representative of people who don't see themselves often, like you're responsible for that, trying that and making that kind of a part of it. That you're part of the decision-making process. So like use your power well.
Your personality power. Like bit of you in your work is like, I think is what, from my experience as a freelancer, as a creative, is something that communicates really well. It's like if people can see your personality through your work, then they're more likely to connect with it. Like, oh, I love that. Like, how, like last night, like I can imagine people walking past your stall being like, oh, like you just gravitate. It's how many times you go to a market and you just gravitate towards a certain stall because you're like, that's about me.
I like that. Yep. Yeah. It's nice. It was a very varied crowd as well from what I was used to at other stalls I've kind of events and things I've sold at.
Yeah.
It was nice to kind of see more of a mix almost of like age ranges and like people and lifestyles and walks of life. Like it was quite a wide range of people. So it was really nice. It was a very nice compliment. I've only recently been started selling my own personal artworks. The last markets and things I used to do were like Comic Cons and it was like fan art and things like that.
Yes.
Which there was still like a twist to it, but it's still like, yeah, quite different.
It's different when it's like original stuff.
Yeah.
Because it is
equally overwhelming to be like, please like my things. You know, like, please like my art. Please. I made some nice drawings, please like that.
But it's like that emotional side of design that I'm so nerdy about. It's like
the emotional investment. It's almost like psychology of it as well.
I want that, I need that on my wall beside my desk because I'm proud to like show that.
Yeah.
Like, and I want that. And now that I'm thinking, it's like weird. It's almost like you're using someone else's creation as a communication tool to say, this is my vibe.
This is a bit of me. Yeah.
So when it comes to like queer design, like, do you feel like that's influential in a way? It's just like people want to see more queer design because then it's almost like that, you know, wearing that pridefully and being like, this is the art that I love. This is the stuff that I want to show.
I think so. And it's like, it kind of comes back to that just representation in a way. It's seeing yourself in something in media, in art, in prints and things, prints, other bigger things than just prints, you know, and film and all the rest of it. It really is like really powerful.
Yes.
I kind of grew up in Aberdeenshire in like the middle of nowhere. I didn't know any queer people, let alone any, like gay people, any like, you know, didn't see it, didn't know it. There was no TV with anything kind of there, so
just no TV in the Aberdeen.
No, none. Zero. It's just was a big ball and sticker, like stick and hoop thing. But yeah, like, so I didn't see myself or what I later realized is who I am myself anywhere, so I didn't understand it. And so, like, to get kind of quite like personal about it, it was just I couldn't understand myself until I was exposed to it, and so. Yeah, it's just the representation is very, very important in that sense.
Do you remember the vaguely, like the first sort of piece of creative that you've seen that you thought, oh, wow, like that resonates with me, that's like, that's me?
I don't know, not distinctly. I think I look back on a lot of it in hindsight, I'm like, oh, okay, I think I just fancied that character.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, oh, I really like this film. You're like, yeah, but do you, or do you just fancy them? You're like, so I don't think there's like a distinct moment of like
that was
the piece of media that changed my life kind of thing.
Like Milo from Atlantis.
You're very close because I love Atlantis. It's Jim Hawkins from Treasure Planet. That'd be a Treasure Planet.
Yes.
Little bad boy in a floating skateboard.
It the Nintendo game? I had a game, a Treasure Planet game.
I didn't know there was a game.
There's 100% a game. because I used to play it. I know there is. Yeah.
That era of video games, though, was absolutely peak.
I know. Like, every
like a
single
Shrek
movie.
Nintendo game that was absolutely stunning. It was so good. There were so many. Robots as well.
Robots,
10 out of 10. Yeah, so good.
Robin Williams and Ewan McGregor.
So wait, Ewan McGregor?
I'm sure Ewan McGregor voices the main...
Rodney?
Yeah.
What?
100%
oh
sure.
No. Oh my God, he does.
I can
hear his voice in my head.
I'm 100% sure it's Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're so right.
Rodney, oh. Too. Now that you know his... I fancy Ewan,
hey.
Ewan McGregor is my,
yeah.
my crush.
Fair.
Oh my God.
Fair.
So, like, yeah.
So, a new special topic, just Ewan McGregor.
Just Ewan McGregor and fancying animated characters. But no,
it comes for us all.
It does. But it's like you say, it's like representation. It's like, we need more queer design, we need more queer art, we need more queer creatives, because...
It's nothing radical, necessarily. Like, it shouldn't be.
It's just like, you don't know who's going to see that and go, oh my God.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm there.
Wow.
I'm involved.
Great.
Yeah, I'm normal.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So as a freelancer, mm-hmm. as a creative freelancer, has there been any time where you felt like you've had to change or morph your identity to suit a situation, or whether that's speaking to a client or
True.
Trying to land a job or anything like that? Like, have you ever had to, like, change your personality?
Yeah, I think kind of inevitably. It's definitely like a safety thing.
Yeah.
In like feeling personally like safe and secure, that kind of like code switching. Mm-hmm. Not that I think I could ever put on like a big mask like persona or anything.
Yeah.
But there's definitely a like kind of, yeah, you're kind of making yourself a little bit smaller at times to just suss out the vibe first and just check, like, is this space kind of safe for me? Like,
okay.
Yeah.
I must be, well, because I obviously can't relate to, like, I don't know, I can't relate to that, but, like, I can't imagine how that must feel, having to think that, like, having to, like, go into something and think.
Yeah. I don't know if it's, like, a super conscious thing, necessarily. Like, maybe it is, in a weird way, but it's, like, yeah, it's just, like, a, yeah, just, like, just kind of being a bit more reserved and just kind of.
Yeah.
Assessing first.
And then
being like, okay,
I've got
try a little like a little quip or like a little like a joke or a little site, you know, a little
Yes.
Something.
Yeah.
If it's like a little light or like a little sleigh or you know, just something just a little, I don't know. There's little things and see how people pick up on it. But yeah, I definitely have found myself doing that before. I don't like the fact that I do it, but I don't think I think about it consciously.
Okay. Yeah. Like, it is, like, I mean, it's not the same, but it's, like, I'm trying to think of, like, for example, if I go into something, I'm, like, can I swear?
Similar.
Like, you know,
you're
what
kind
mean?
Of testing the waters.
Like, my personality is very much, like,
sure.
I'm informal, I do swear, like, I'm professional.
Very good so far.
Yeah. Well, I know, oh my God, I know. I'm just going to, like, shout loads.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes I will... Yeah, kind of like
I do that quite a bit.
Yeah,
times. I'm like, oh no. Oops.
You do a little first initial like.
Yeah.
What's it like in
yeah,
here?
Yeah, similar, and like in the same way, I can't relate to being a woman or the woman's experience.
Yeah.
But there are similarities, I think, and why there's like between queer people or queerness and women as well, like the kind of experiences of in spaces and being safe and inclusive spaces.
Mm-hmm.
There's a similarity there, I think, with like testing the waters and like, you know, is it. Good here? Is it safe here? Like, am I okay? Like, yeah, I don't know. But I can't speak to that experience either. So
Yeah.
But in my mind, there's similar-ish parallels, even though they're quite different things.
Yeah, it's alternating your personality to suit certain situations and potentially toning yourself down.
Yeah.
To land a job or to, not for me anyway, not to come across as, like, I sometimes feel like I'm too common.
Okay.
Like...
And what do you mean by that?
We're
Welcome to the therapy couch.
Like, if I'm toning down my swearing, or if I'm toning down how fast I speak, or if I'm toning down like informalities, it's because I'm sometimes a bit scared I come across as like I'm not professional or I'm too common.
Okay.
Like, that's not a me. That's not a me problem. Mm-hmm. That's a them problem. Yes,
for sure. Uh-huh. I think if you have that associate, and that's the thing, is like, that's why I try not to do that, I guess, and not try not to be, like toning myself down or hiding away, because it's just like, it doesn't really serve anyone except for the haters.
Yeah.
You know.
They're winning.
Like, if you can't deal with it, fuck off. Yeah, but there's this is me, this is who I am.
It's like, Camp Rock, this is me. Honestly, I was thinking of, this is real, this is me.
Close. Oh, we almost had a perfectly in sync moment again.
Damn,
we missed the fucking note. You didn't read the email.
Oh, it's fine. Do you know what? We'll just, let's do it again. Okay. Retake. We could chat all day, Fraser.
Good. Famously, we have.
Exactly. But the most important question of the podcast, what?
I didn't come prepared. I didn't come prepared.
No.
No, okay, I've got my answer.
Your favourite movie?
Oh.
Or? Not or.
And?
And. You can tell this is the first time I'm doing this in a while. Your favourite movie?
Mm-hmm.
With a tasty. I keep saying it. Your favourite movie? And the tastiest pie you've ever had.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
That's a lot of pressure. It
is, and it could be your all-time favourite movie, or it could be just a movie that you've watched recently and you go, loved that.
Okay. I mean, the most recent film I watched was Contact the other night, and that was great.
Oh, is that?
19...
Jodie Foster? Yes. I've not seen it.
I quite enjoyed it. Sci-fi. It was quite good. Mm. I think it was quite good.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was also just I wasn't really paying attention, so it might have been absolutely shite.
Okay.
I thought it was good.
let's not go with that one.
Easy favorite movie of all time is Treasure Planet, animated Treasure Planet. I just love it. I love it.
Okay.
But I feel there's like a top 10 that are just all on like the same platform for different reasons, but they're mostly animated. Ratatouille's up there.
Oh, Ratatouille's amazing.
So good. Atlantis.
So
there are many, many. I'm really bad for making decisions and picking just one film, so I'm sorry.
We'll stick with Treasure Planet. Okay. One thing I watched recently was the Iron Giant.
Oh, so good. That era of just...
It's a great animated film. Films,
so good.
Great film.
And actually, the style of them is just... I live and breathe that. Like, I feel like...
You can see the rough lines, like, of the drawings and everything. Nothing's perfect.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's so good.
And it's... Oh. Beautiful. Got a whole episode on
tasty,
that.
Tasty. Much like a pie.
Much like a pie.
Much like a pie. What's best pie.
The best pie you ever had. It could be any. It could be one you made. It could be one you bought randomly on a Tuesday evening.
I don't know if I actually... Did I have this or did I just make this up? Like, in my head I've had...
I dream about this pie.
But I love baked beans. Baked beans and cheese pie.
A baked bean...
Sausage and cheese
sausage
pie.
Sausage and cheese pie. When like on earth pie. Did you have that?
I don't know. I can't remember. Many moons ago. In my mind I'm like, surely I had a vegan one, but I don't think I did.
Oh.
It was like the pre-vegan.
Pre-vegan, okay.
But yeah, I think about that a lot. And I'm always on the hunt for like a vegan one. They never exist. That's really upsetting. I know.
Making a pie sounds like a lot of fucking effort.
Yeah. I do rate a pie.
Pie's good. Pies are hearty.
That is going to be on my agenda now for like next week.
Yeah. Vegan beans, sausage and cheese pie. There is
it's so cly. It's grim.
No, actually, I usually get from Greg's. Is it the bean, cheese, and sausage melt?
Yes. Oh, when they had the vegan one of that, it was so good.
Oh.
And they did away with it. Revolt.
Right. Okay, this podcast is turned into a full-on petition to get those back, Greg. So I don't know if Greg's listens to this. Probably not.
But they should be.
We can make them. Good choices. We've not had sausage, bean, and cheese
pie. It's a good
pie.
Just a tongue twister.
It's really hard to say. Fast. Yeah, sausage, bean, cheese pie. Oh, would you say beans, sausage, cheese?
Don't know.
Sausage, beans, cheese, sausage. I think it's easier to say.
Sausage, bean, cheese, and sausage, bean. No, I don't know. I'm going to get tied up now. Well, beans are the most important part, so that's be beans. Beans, sausage, cheese.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that. So we're moving on now towards the end. We're wrapping it up. Wrapping up is a lovely chat. Before we go, I want to ask you, like, what's on the horizon for you? Like, what are you looking forward to? anything exciting happening? I'm not asking for your 5-year plan. Just, you know, what's happening in the immediate?
Yeah, I'm starting a new job on Tuesday. So that's something.
Woo-woo!
Yeah, it's exciting.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it'll be, it's going to be a very different change of pace, I think, from freelance life.
Yeah.
And total freedom.
Yeah.
In all its good and bad, beautiful glory.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it'll be, I'm excited for it.
Yeah. So,
exciting potential.
Structure.
Yeah.
Stability. You know, not having to
Roll
in the clients constantly. So
on the hamster wheel in the same way.
Uh-huh. So it sounds like a nice new challenge.
Yeah.
And you look like you're looking forward to it, which is always good. There's no existential crisis. But there's no...
There was for a bit and decided. But yeah.
You're doing it now.
We're good. We're locked in.
I'm very excited for you. I'm looking forward to hearing all about it. So I've got one last question for you before we wrap up. If a queer creative, a queer designer, anyone who's interested in making queer art is listening to this and they're maybe worried about showing who they are, their personality, what would you say to them?
I mean, the first thing is like your safety. Like before you could have, if you can and you're able to be out and express yourself, I think do it. I think like if you can be visible and you can be a good, role model in a way. Like I kind of tried to be visible and visibly queer and out and expressive of all for my younger self.
Like,
because I didn't see it. I didn't know it existed. So like if you can, I would encourage being visible. But I think, just like you are the most you, like just let it shine. Like there's, I've not experienced any personal downsides to it. I know that's a huge, like heavily caveated disclaimer, but like,
no,
it's fine for me. So therefore it's fine for you. Not at all that. But I think we just need more visibly queer designers in the world. I think it just makes the world a better place.
100%.
Not to be grandiose about it, but it's just spread a bit of joy. It's just
absolutely
being a bit fun, just being a bit subversive. Like, we just need it.
We do. We do.
Perspectives, opinions, all the rest of it.
Absolutely, we do.
Talk more of it.
Just off the back of that, where has your confidence to be visible came from? Like, how have you gotten to that point where you're okay to be?
That's a really good question. I think I have a really good circle of people that I think, like, of friends, found family, and my family as well, but like primarily like a good supportive circle to just feel comfortable in my own skin really does wonders.
Yes.
It's good to be there for support.
Yay! Yeah. We love them. We love them, Shai. We love you. That's a lovely, lovely note to end on. Thank you so much for chatting with me. And thank you for being my first guest.
You're so welcome.
Feg, thank you for being the snoozalicious little nugget that you are.
No.
She was.
You want your camera moment? Oh, sleepy girl. Oh.
Well, didn't I tell you that that was going to put a smile on your face? It certainly put one on mine. Thank you so much to Fraser for coming on and chatting with me. If you want to connect with Fraser, I have added all of his links in the description below. Please give him a follow. You will not regret it. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't be shy. Give it some love. We have 5 more episodes coming out this season, so keep your eyes and ears open for those. If you want to be notified when the next episode comes out, you can follow the podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to see some exclusive content from this episode, please check out my Patreon. The link is also in the description. Thank you so much for watching, listening. Have a wonderful rest of your day and I'll chat with you soon. So Fig, what's been going on?
Oh, I scratched a butt. There's a wee dog in the way.
And that's a rat.
That's a rat. Say hi, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
No, whatever.
Hi, friends. I'm Greg.
And I'm Ross.
And we run Scottish Creative Network. We hope you enjoyed the latest episode of the Chatty Freelancer podcast.
We are very proud to be the sponsors of said podcast and the hosts of monthly creative events here at the Social Hub.
Join us every month to meet your creative community and join us for our signature creative chaos.
Signature? That sounds fancy.
It is what we do.
Anyway, you can grab a discount code below.
Oh wait, I was making a stupid face.